how can I be pregnant since I am a virgin? It's almost like, well, hello, duh, right? She was kind of, in a way, it's like, well, hello, duh, Gabriel, how can I be pregnant, right? Because I am a virgin. So at a young age, questioning the angel, I mean, I don't know in that day if many males would question an angel of God. In the history of the Old Testament, it's really not very good when you question an angel of God. And so we find out that Mary was very bold. Mary was very bold, even at her young age. Now, before we move on in our scripture today, I want you to think about something this morning. Right now, in this moment of Mary's life, she has the weight of the world on her shoulder. And she may not totally understand the weight that she has on her shoulders. However, she does know some things. If she says yes to Gabriel, it means that Mary will be pregnant while betrothed and not married to Joseph. Now, something we have to understand in our day and age, when we are engaged, it's kind of like, you know, okay, we're a significant couple. We've almost lowered engagement to that aspect. We, not everybody, but the culture in general, it's kind of like, you know, yeah, we're engaged. That means we're going to get married at some point in the future, right? Well, when you are betrothed in this day and age, that means the fathers had already exchanged the property. So the marriage, really, they were married in all aspects except they were not living together. All right? They were married in all aspects except they were not living together. So it would be assumed that she committed adultery. And again, in our culture, many times we don't think that much about adultery. Right? Unfortunately. But in that day and age, it was extremely serious, as I think it should be in this day and age. But anyway, it was extremely serious. And it would mean that more than likely she would get stoned to death. Now, that has also changed meaning in this day and age. That may mean something different than in that day and age. In that day and age, that means people would throw rocks at you until you died. Right? First of all, if she said yes, she knows that more than likely it would be assumed that she committed adultery, got pregnant, and she could be stoned to death. Okay. If Joseph would accept her, it almost certainly would ruin his reputation. It would ruin his woodworking business. And who knows what their families would do to them. Of course, in retrospect, we know, don't we? Whenever they needed their families, the family wouldn't allow them to stay with them, and that's why they made their way, right, to the barn or the shed or whatever you want to call it, what we call the manger. So it would create a very serious situation for Mary immediately and for Joseph if he would decide to go along with Mary and marry her. The cultural ramifications for both of them were extreme. Can you, after hearing that, can you at least, maybe in a small way, see the place that Gabriel or God is putting Mary in at this point in time? Can you imagine, some of you don't have to imagine very hard, but can you imagine being 12 to 15 years old with this type of weight on your decision? Right? So, she must have had a huge amount of faith in God, and therefore Gabriel, to be able to step forward and say yes. Now, just to overstate the obvious and bring some humor to a tense situation, and I never do this, so you're probably not used to it, but I just want to make sure that you understand Mary's position. And I want to flower up Gabriel's speech just a bit, all right? The angel Gabriel greets Mary by saying, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Now, most people believe that whenever they are in the Lord's favor, they will have a trouble-free, bountiful life. And Mary probably thinks she's won the lottery, right? You think so? I mean, after all, God's right-hand angel is standing before her. She's going to live on Easy Street the rest of her life, not having to worry about the Roman culture or the Roman taxes, the Roman government or anything else. We don't know really what Mary thought. But instead, Gabriel says something like this. My words are emphasis here.